This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for June 10th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today. Jim Baker is fighting for you. Now, hear me out. I recognize Jim Baker is a controversial figure, but, you know, and your opinion of him is your business. You don't need to like Jim Baker. You don't need to like the way Jim or conducts his program or raises funds for his ministry. What's happening here to Jim Baker and to Morningside Church is an issue that is much bigger than selling a product, selling Silver Solution. It's much bigger than the way Morningside chooses to raise funds for the ministry. This is something that really gets to the heart of how freely Christian pastors can speak in America. And I'm not exaggerating here. Hear me out. I think you'll see by the end of this segment that this is really something that could well affect every single Christian pastor in America. In fact, pastors, priests, rabbis, imams, I think all of them have a stake in this fight. And so do you, if you are a believer in the freedom of us as Americans to practice our religion. Here's what's going on. As you know, back in March, Jim Baker and Morningside Church were sued by the state of Missouri. Our attorney general here, Eric Schmidt, filed a suit for what he called misrepresentations about the effectiveness of Silver Solution as a treatment for the 2019 coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. Now, this is not about me, but as Sharon and I were on the panel that day, we can tell you that the claims that are being made about what Jim and Dr. Cheryl Selman said on that program about Silver Solution are not true. They didn't say what they claim they said. Nevertheless, New York's attorney general weighed in. Letitia James sent a cease and desist order to Jim, demanding that they stop promoting supplements as effective treatments. And I can tell you from having talked with friends down at Morningside, they immediately complied. Not that you'd know it from the major media, including the so-called conservative media. Morningside immediately complied with demands by the states of Missouri and New York to remove the product in question from its store, to remove all programs that promoted the product, and in fact, they went so far as to edit upcoming programs that had already been shot to remove any mention of the product in question. They complied with what was asked by the states of Missouri and New York. But again, you wouldn't know that if you only followed the major media. Now, that wasn't enough for legal representatives of other government agencies, specifically the Attorney General for the state of Arkansas, Leslie Rutledge. You'll see them on the screen behind me, left to right. Kimberly Lewis, District Attorney for Merced County, California. Tori Verber-Salazar, District Attorney for San Joaquin County, California. And Mike Feuer, City Attorney for Los Angeles. And here's where we get to what this issue is really about. Last Friday, attorneys representing Jim Baker and Morningside Church filed a suit in U.S. District Court here in Missouri to stop these government jurisdictions from demanding that Morningside turn over the names, addresses, and personal financial information of people who have either donated to the ministry, Morningside Church, or purchased products through the store. Because as a 501c3 organization, people who purchase products are technically considered donors. And that's why we, if you watch Skywatch TV, we talk about for your donation of X, we will send Y. It's a requirement forced on us by the FCC. What these organizations, these government agencies are demanding is the names, addresses, and financial records of everybody who has contributed either just sending a check or by purchasing products from Jim Baker. Now, beyond that, L.A. City Attorney Feuer claimed in a letter to Jim on March 11th that he has the authority to require any business selling products in the state of California to substantiate and provide evidence for those claims about said products. He also mentioned in his letter that he was upset about Jim categorizing Los Angeles as a cesspool of disease. That might have something to do with it. But I direct you to an article from last week in Forbes magazine by a former state legislator in California, typhoid fever, typhus, and tuberculosis, which are now spreading through Los Angeles. Typhus, that was a disease we thought was pretty much gone after the Middle Ages, and it is now spreading thanks to a flea outbreak, a plague of fleas in Los Angeles. Anyway, setting that aside, Feuer threatened an injunction against Jim and Morningside if such evidence was not satisfactory, per his judgment. Attorney General Rutledge is pursuing Jim under the Arkansas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, which, despite its name, does not apply to broadcasters, printers, or publishers, or to transactions allowed by a wide range of government agencies in Arkansas, from the Arkansas Insurance Commissioner, Securities Commissioner, Bank Commissioner, to include basically, and not limited to, basically any regulatory body operating under the authority of the state of Arkansas or the United States of America. Any of those transactions, regardless of content, are not covered by the ADTPA, which means if anybody is harmed by believing a claim about a particular stock or insurance product, not covered by the Deceptive Trade Practices Act in Arkansas. And nonetheless, Attorney General Rutledge using that to try to hammer Morningside to comply, demanding names and addresses of those who've sent money to Morningside, their history of financial contributions, communications between Morningside and these donors, and the content of all sermons delivered at Morningside, by which we assume they mean broadcasts on the Jim Baker Show, as well as church services at Morningside. District Attorney Lewis demanded books, records, papers, media, and documents related to the claims allegedly made on the broadcast in question, as well as names and addresses of those who've sent money to Morningside, their history of financial contributions, and the content of all sermons delivered, by which we mean, you know, the broadcast as well as church services. In addition, Lewis demanded the training and qualifications of all persons who deliver sermons at Morningside, which would be Jim, Lori, Mondo, Theron Ventura, Pastor Joe Campbell, who's the head pastor of the church there at Morningside, plus any evangelists or guests that they have speak, which would include people like Pastor Carl Gallups, L.A. Marzulli, Tom Horn, Donna Howell, me. This is happening in America. Jim's attorney, Jay Nixon, who is our former governor and former attorney general here in Missouri, and whether it's relevant or not, I will share this with you. Jay Nixon is a Democrat. Nixon, in a press release earlier, said this: "It's extremely disturbing that this is happening in America. It's a very dangerous and sinister overstep when the government demands the names, addresses, and personal financial information of church members. It could be your church next. Which ministry you donate to and how much you put into a church offering plate is your business, not the government's." Nixon said the actions of the government, a direct attack, and not just Jim Baker's First Amendment rights, but the rights of all preachers. And that is the point here. Quote, "The right of any minister to talk freely to their congregation without fear that the government will muscle in because they don't like something the minister says. That is the bottom line. You may personally dislike Jim Baker. You may not like the way his program solicits donations to finance their operations. That's fine. That's your business. But the government is going after Jim Baker precisely because a lot of Christians won't stand up for him. He is an easy target. A lot of us have long memories. We're a lot less willing to forgive than the one who tells us to forgive that we might be forgiven. That's fine. Deal with that later. Right now, the issue is this. If these legal representatives of government agencies succeed in compelling Morningside to turn over this information, private information, shared between members of Morningside, people who donated to that ministry, and the church itself, and sermons, sermon notes, evidence of claims made in sermons, and the qualifications and training of everyone who's ever spoken at Morningside. If they can demand all of that from Jim, then they've got a legal precedent to do it next to someone else who gets under the skin of somebody representing a government agency somewhere. City of Los Angeles, County of Cook in Chicago, state's attorney, anywhere in the United States could basically destroy a church because of something a pastor says to the congregation. That's what is at stake here. That's why we stand with Jim Baker, and we ask you to do the same. SaveJimBakerShow.com. We'll keep an eye on this story because, again, this is really disturbing that this is happening here in these United States. The former mayor of Houston tried to do this with pastors there because of their resistance to her LGBTQ agenda in Houston, demanded the sermons and the sermon notes. That didn't fly. But Jim Baker is an easier target. And a lot of Christians are, oh no. Okay, but just remember, you've been warned. Could be your pastor next. Topic number four. Oh yeah, and here's a case in point. Church of the Highlands in Alabama, largest church in the state of Alabama, has been basically cut out from its ministry by the Housing Authority of Birmingham. City of Birmingham has said to the Church of the Highlands, we don't want to partner with you anymore. Since 2017, Birmingham has had a memorandum of understanding with Church of the Highlands to provide resident outreach programs at 9 different public housing communities in the city of Birmingham. This included mentoring, community support groups, faith and social service activities, promoting volunteerism, and so forth. These were provided at no cost whatsoever to the city of Birmingham. And yet, the city of Birmingham has said, sorry, we're going to cancel the memorandum of understanding and end services provided by the Dream Center and the Christ Health Center, ministries within Church of the Highlands, because the Church of the Highlands is no longer welcome. Why? Why has Birmingham ended this relationship that benefited many of its residents, many of its impoverished residents, many African-American residents, at no cost to the taxpayers of Birmingham? Because head pastor Chris Hodges, the founder of the church, repeatedly liked social media posts by Charlie Kirk. He's the president of a conservative nonprofit group called Turning Point USA, which works on high school and college campuses and is sometimes controversial in the opinions that he expresses. This was made public by a Birmingham high school English teacher. I'm not going to name her because I don't want to make her a target here. She's not the problem. This is just a symptom of the problem. This high school English teacher posted to her Facebook wall, "I do not attend Church of the Highlands. I would be upset if it comes off as me judging him. It's not that. I'm not saying he's a racist. I'm saying he likes someone who posts things that do not seem culturally sensitive to me." End quote. That's what prompted this separation between Birmingham and Church of the Highlands. What are some of the things that Charlie Kirk has said that are so controversial? Well, he's questioned the concept of white privilege. One meme shared by Kirk, which was liked by Pastor Hodges, featured Donald Trump standing alongside Muhammad Ali and Rosa Parks with the caption, "The racist Donald Trump in the 1980s. Nobody thought President Trump was a racist until he decided to run for president, see? And then, of course, the next picture Charlie Kirk posted was a picture of Virginia Governor Ralph Northam back in 1984, yearbook photo for Eastern Virginia Medical School, wearing blackface. This is progressive Governor Northam back in the 1980s. Liking that meme poster is what got Pastor Hodges and Church of the Highlands in trouble. Things like that. Church of the Highlands is majority white, but it does serve thousands of black worshipers who attend campuses in inner city Birmingham, one of which is pastored by former Auburn University football player Mayo Sowell, who is black, who delivers sermons at the church there. This is the culture in which we find ourselves here in 2020 in America. Topic number three, Antifa invasion. Yes, 6 square blocks of a major American city has been taken over by Antifa. And again, you wouldn't know it by following the major media. Hey, Minneapolis, want to see what a police-free future looks like? Look at Seattle. 6 square blocks around the abandoned East Precinct police station. Seattle police decided to board up the windows and leave the building. And now Antifa protesters have taken over and cordoned off a 6-block area around the abandoned police station. They are now calling it the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Chaz, signs saying, "Welcome, you are now leaving the United States." They're calling the police station the captured regime. Activists are handing out flyers, demanding that the Seattle Police Department be defunded, declaring that police will always be racist because capitalism requires inequality. And they're putting out calls, reportedly, for volunteers to provide an armed guard around the borders of the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Again, you'd think that the occupation of a big chunk of a major American city would be top story on the news, but the media is running interference for Antifa. Topic number two, the cancel culture. Gone with the Wind has been pulled by HBO Max, the new subscription service or streaming service from HBO. Long-running TV show Cops has also been canceled. Cops has been in production since 1989. 32 seasons of Cops, now up in smoke because depicting police as the good guys, not acceptable in 2020 America. But even worse, pulling Gone with the Wind because it depicts Civil War era America is sheer stupidity. Congratulations, HBO Max. You've just canceled the film that features America's first African-American Academy Award winner, Hattie McDaniel, winner, Best Supporting Actress, 1940. Look up her acceptance speech on YouTube sometime. It'll bring you to tears. But can't find it now on HBO Max. To quote Hattie McDaniel from the film, it ain't fitting. It ain't fitting. It gets even more absurd, though. HBO Max is airing a reboot of the classic Warner Brothers Looney Tunes cartoons, you know, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Friends. But so as not to intrude on anyone's safe space, the reboot of Looney Tunes will feature Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam without their guns. Okay. I'm a little... Oh. What do you say to this? I mean, they'll still have cartoony violence, of course, because you can't have Elmer and Sam without cartoony violence, but it'll all be, you know, Acme Dynamite and a scythe, because apparently this is much less scary to children than Elmer carrying a shotgun. The crew producing the new reboot still trying to figure out how to introduce some characters because of modern attitudes towards bullying. Coming up, a creative solution for social distancing. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Thousands of years ago, giants walked the earth. They're long gone, but their spirits remain. The evidence is there for those with eyes to see. Megalithic tombs, monuments aligned with the stars, and the words of the prophets and apostles recorded in Scripture. Now, see this evidence for yourself as Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a tour of the Holy Land with special guests Pastor Carl Gallups and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from the mountain where the story began to the mountain where it all ends. Wars of the Gods, Volume 2, Search for the Rephaim. Available now in DVD and high-definition streaming video from Defender Films and Skywatch TV.
Item number one today. This would fit in the old Real Men of Genius commercial campaign series. A cobbler, shoemaker in Romania by the name of Grigore Lupe noticed that people weren't following social distancing guidelines at the local market, so he decided to come up with footwear that would help solve the problem. These are a size 75 in Euro measurement, specifically designed to keep people apart. Loop says that if two people wearing these shoes are facing each other, they will be about 1.5 meters apart. That's about 5-6 feet. That's about right. Takes him about 2 days to make a pair. Each shoe or each pair requires about a square yard of leather. And they come in a variety of styles and fat. And they look so cool when you're wearing them. You have to laugh or you just cry. Oh, we are in the middle of a battleground, and the Battle Ready Conference coming up at the end of this month will help prepare you for it. Remember, it's the principalities and powers behind the human actors. Sharon and I recorded our presentations last night. We'll be uploading those. And so, yes, this will be a virtual conference, but with interactive features. Other speakers include Russ Dizdar, Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Carl Gallups, Brandon Gallups, Stephen Bankars, and just added to the lineup, our colleague here at Skywatch TV, the radical Christian Drew Graffia, Not sure if he's recording his presentation wearing his knight's armor, but certainly his warrior priest mindset, brand new book, really fits the theme. BattleReadyConference.org to find out more and to sign up. BattleReadyConference.org. We'll be returning to the Holy Land next April, April 18th through May 1st of 2020, taking you on a tour of Israel that will make the Bible come alive. We will see places most tours won't go, like the Altar of Joshua, Shiloh, Bethel. We'll see Gilgal Rephaim, that megalithic site that's older and larger than Stonehenge, and the Serpent Mound of Bashan. And of course, we will see Jerusalem. We'll go to the Dead Sea, and there is an optional four-day extension to travel over to Jordan, which is the other land of the Bible. From Mount Nebo, where Moses got his only look at the Holy Land, we will see the Valley of Moab, the Valley of the Travelers, the Plains of Moab, the Dead Sea, of course, and the site of ancient Sodom, plainly visible from Mount Nebo. And we'll talk about the spiritual significance of all that. And, of course, Petra. You can't miss Petra. That's an amazing, you cannot describe it. The pictures don't do it justice. Find out more and sign up at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. The aforementioned Drew Graffia and his lovely wife, Bree, they are our guests this week on Skywatch TV as we talk about the new book, The Warrior Priest Mindset. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also download the Skywatch TV channel directly to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, and then we'll broadcast on your schedule, just whenever you click the remote, or bring us right into your smartphone or tablet. We can give you all of our video content, including our web-exclusive programs like this, Unraveling Revelations, Sci Friday, and more, straight to your iOS, Android device, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet, along with news the mainstream media hopes you'll miss. And tomorrow, Thursday, Tom Horn will have an article about Jim Baker's lawsuit and what it means for you. Don't miss it. You'll find our stuff online at gilberthouse.org, gilberthouse.org, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.